Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go into the file with the Greg and Lyndon Show. We will be talking about everything from space programs, dreams, aliens, conspiracies, ancient civilizations, Sasquatch, and like-minded thought with KJ, our producer and co-host Chris Randolph. We at the Weird Radio Network are trying to get to the bottom of things, and we want your comments on the open lines about what you think also. For listeners hearing us live on the 8 p.m. Pacific Time, September 4th broadcast, you can join us at 563-999-3027 to listen in and even talk with us and your fellow listeners. Once again, 563-999-3027. So let's go into the files with the Greg and Lyndon Show. This week's special guest host, David Griggs.
This is Greg.
And I'm Lyndon.
And this is the Right Energy Institute for Research and Developmental Systems.
Why don't you just call it the Weird Network? Let's go into the file with the Greg and Lyndon Show. We will be talking about everything from space programs, dreams, aliens, conspiracies, ancient civilizations, Sasquatch, and like-minded thought with KJ, our producer and co-host Chris Randolph. We at the Weird Radio Network are trying to get to the bottom of things, and we want your comments on the open lines about what you think also. For listeners hearing us live on the 8 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time, September 4th broadcast, you can join us at 563-999-3027 to listen in and even talk with us and your fellow listeners. Once again, 563-999-3027. So let's go into the files with the Greg and Lyndon Show.
This is Greg.
And I'm Lyndon.
And this is the Right Energy Institute for Research and Developmental Systems.
Why don't you just call it the Weird Network? And this is KJ, and let's see. What we're going to do is we are holding for people. We're going to try to call our host, who is David Spiros Griggs. And let's see here. Gonna put in here a couple things. And by the way, you heard some of the original discussion from the intro that was for the last week on the 4th. And we're trying to get David back in. And this is called stalling because, let's try this. Let's see. I can't tell you his private number, so we won't do that. Now we're dialing. And let's see. What we've got. All right, I'm going to try him. Okay. Let's see, I'm going to put you guys on hold. Okay, yeah, that worked. And I think what is kind of confusing for some people, but not David Griggs or his sons, who were the original hosts, or anybody else, but we had some of the introduction from last week, which is kind of neat. And now we've got David on the line, who is going to take over the show. And David,
yes,
you are live.
Yes, how's everybody doing tonight? It's 7:05 p.m. Sorry, we had some little difficulties on the phone lines. For some reason, the board operation that Colin would not let me get through. So I do apologize for that. Like 6 minutes late, New York time, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm on New York minute.
Uh-oh. Well, we have three callers from 480 and 602 area codes. Do you know which one would be the last digit for the leader of the people you're interviewing?
Just put them all on. They're
okay.
All part of the they're all part of the band, all three.
And what is this band that you're going to be interviewing?
This band is called Megan Era. It's an Arizona-based metal band. They've been going around Arizona, all over Arizona. They've ventured out to Los Angeles now, and I have heard through the grapevine that they've been doing a little bit of recording, going to the recording
cool.
studios.
And what's kind of exciting, besides throwing together a kind of hybrid introduction of the last week and this week together, kind of an artsy whatever, you also got from the band one of their tracks, and we've got that all ready to go and so on. But why don't we go ahead and bring now, how do you say it again? Megan Era?
Megan Era, yeah. Yeah, Megan Era.
And we've got all three of them. All three of them joined your show.
I believe so.
Yeah, we're live.
I think Chris would be here.
Yes, how's everybody doing tonight?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right, man. Just cracked a beer, actually, and just kind of relaxed.
Same here.
Ready to enjoy the good conversation. This is one thing that is a rule of mine. For anybody that's new that comes on the show, and it just helps everybody just to relax, is we're just a bunch of dudes sitting on the couch talking.
And that's how it is.
You know what I mean?
That sounds about right.
Yeah, so, you know, you don't have to be nervous about anything. You know, we're just a bunch of dudes. We're sitting, relaxing, having a good conversation.
David and the guys in the band, I shouldn't mention that potentially anybody around the world can be listening online, or people can call in at 563-999-3027. I shouldn't mention that, you know, potentially a worldwide audience, should I, David? I mean, that might make them a little freaked out, right?
Nah, too much. Yeah. Chuck some out in line. That's about it.
So, Dave, if you don't mind me asking, did you guys hear the opening where we played a little bit of one of your new cuts?
I haven't actually heard any of the openings on air. It wouldn't even let me in, even onto the show. It kept on booting me off, saying, you need to call back 15 minutes from now. I was like, well, there's like 30 seconds, and the show's going on right now.
Yeah.
So I wasn't able to listen to anything that was going on.
Oh, wow.
Sadly.
Well, we've got the entire song later on whenever you guys want to hear it, which is a really cool 4-minute instrumental.
Yep.
Well, before we do that, let everybody introduce themselves, explain who you are, what you do, you know, give a little background about yourself and how you guys all met each other. Because I know you guys have known each other for a very, very long time, because I've known some of you guys for a very long time, like 20 plus years.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, so who wants to start first? Just start it up and introduce yourself.
All right, cool. Sounds good. I'm Chuck, lead guitar player, Megadera, of course, the brainchild of the entire operation. You know, been doing it for quite some time, just kind of haven't really had time to really be doing too much, you know, with the whole work and the dad stuff. You know, you got to stay on duty when you're dad, so. That's the problem now that you're 18. So.
You know, family is very important, you know, to have family.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a lot of energy to create a good foundation, a good family. And so it takes a lot of time. Yeah. So pretty much half your life is working, half your life is making sure that your family unit is put together right.
Agreed. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That's Chris.
Tom, just give a little more bio of who you are, and then we'll go to the next two band members. We'll let them introduce themselves and who they are and what they do and what they do in the band and how you guys are working together.
Joe's not going to be with us tonight. Joe has some family things to do.
Okay.
So it was an emergency. But he told us to send all of his love to you guys, and he'll catch us the next time. But, for sure, man.
Yeah, everything, you know, everything works for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. You know, people need to attend to their family first.
Agreed. We just talked about that. Funny.
Yeah. So the who else is online right now? Introduce yourself.
Listening in.
That would be me, Chris.
Okay. So Chris, just tell me a little bit about yourself. You know, who you are, what you do. You know, what you do outside of the band, inside the band. You know, what you guys creating lyrics. You know, you guys just gonna chill do an instrumental. Like, what's going on with the band? Like, how are things working?
So I'm Chris, obviously, and I am the quote rhythm guitarist for Meganera. I've actually known Chuck since I was, I think we're almost at 20 plus years now. Played guitar with Chuck for roughly about that time, too. Just a lot of BS fun stuff. Then he called me up one day and told me to pick up some equipment. I did, and next thing I know, I'm in a band. So, been fun since, you know, still growing on the whole band thing. You know, we're starting to, a lot of other things that most bands don't do primarily first. You know, with the whole, let's get an image, we have the music, let's, you know, promote the image and the music and the weird side of us. A lot of the music is, a lot of instrumental at the moment. We do have lyrics that will be placed over them. First thing, you know, we're working on a whole album. So that's kind of the big goal right now, is to make sure we get all the songs in line and get to LA and record them. So.
Excellent. Now, you know, I love instrumental style music anyways. I'm actually really good fans with Andreas Bollenvier. I don't know if you ever heard of him before, but it's all instrumental. But it's more digital instrumental. But he does a lot of orchestra, he was like one of the first people to start doing electronical music. Electronica, whatever you want to call it.
Nice.
So it wasn't it wasn't like bass or any of that genre. His first thing that he did was Book of Roses, and it was phenomenal. And then he went out, you know, he does a lot of space noises and this, you know, stuff that people would be just like an ominous, just chill and relaxing music. Like, you want to go to bed, you listen to Andreas Bollenvier. But, you know, Led Zeppelin, he did a good, he has good instrumental tracks, you know. He has a whole, you know, what is it, Led Zeppelin's symphony or orchestra, whatever it is.
Yeah.
where he does all his straight instrumental stuff. Pink Floyd did the same thing. But was it Amalgama? Where like, it was bass instrumental. It wasn't that much real vocals to it. So, you know, these bands all do it. The greatest do it. So why not? You know what I'm saying? Like, why not make that everybody else is doing, and what worked even back then can work now and does work now.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So do you guys base any of your music off of any certain type of spirituality, religions, you know, any of that, you know, scientific type of stuff or anything? Because I know Tool, he bases his music off of alchemy and mathematical precision. So he actually does half of his instruments are going forward, and his other half of his instruments are going backwards. So they're going from the back of the track forward, and then the other instruments are going forward to the back of the track, and they kind of like overlay it together and bring it back and forth to make more of a mathematical, like, explosion in the brain, where it just makes the brain go, oh my gosh, this is outrageously awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, you know, it just basically just depends on what the song is, you know what I'm saying? Like a lot of the stuff that we're playing on set, like, I'm really big at World War One and World War Two buff. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've always been intrigued by it. I know it's a terrible thing. War is always a terrible thing, but, you know, there's good and reasons to fight war, you know what I'm saying? So a majority of, like, our first set list was, you know, consisted of, like, a series of events that happened that led up to, like, Killing of Ash, you know, like, the Heap and Scattered Dead. You know what I'm saying? Like, Engineering and Empire. It was basically, it was like a layout, you know? Just coming up to certain type of topics and stuff like that. So, but I like to, you know, I'm on the paranormal. You know me, dude. That's like one of my favorite things to write about, you know?
Yeah, what about you, Chris? Are you into, you know, Ostitu, paranormal stuff, science, or any of that type of genre of existence or life?
Yeah, I'm more into just as I'm not really a religious type of being. You know, a lot of the stuff I generally was playing before was just music in general. So I like a lot of thrash metal. So, you know, and regardless of what they're actually talking about in there, you know, I still, as long as it gives me a good headbang or a good smile, you know, I'm going with it. Now, the whole paranormal thing, you know, I've always been a fan of that. Poltergeist and spirits and, you know, that kind of stuff that science is still trying to explain and make a picture happen with, you know, stuff like that. I've always been a huge fan of growing up, so still a big fan of it.
No,
you know.
No, as a kid, have you ever had any paranormal, you know, experiences of some sort? You know, any type of wispy image or anything?
I had when I was probably like 8 or 9 years old at my cousin's house, I was laying on a little love seat couch that had a window, maybe a 4 or 5 foot window wide. And I had a dream that there was someone staring at me. But when I woke up, a bunch of the dogs were barking and going after the door. And apparently there was actually something there, but there was no human there because it was pouring rain. And there's no way anybody would be standing at that part of the house that late at night with no light. But I swear that there was like a shadow outline, but I couldn't make out what or who it was. But there was no leftover footprints or anything like that the next day. Just the dogs were still tripping on everything. That was 30 years ago.
You know, a lot of people think that dreams aren't reality, and it actually is. It's another aspect or other dimension of yourself. So when you go and you close your eyes, you're going within yourself, and you're not looking more on what's going on outside. Because outside, all of your energy is what I figured, at least, of doing my studies and research, is you're using more of your energy on creating what's going on outside, because it's all in a collective consciousness, and you're kind of hooked up to the internet of everybody else's brain, and you're just walking around like a human battery. So like that's why you get tired. So you're creating stuff all day long, and then when you close your eyes, you're turning off the battery and going into the reserves, and then you're just closing your eyes, and you're just going within yourself, and that's the true self. That's where you're trying to get at on the outside. Does that make sense to you at all?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, and I'm definitely a believer in, you know, the true self piece and the going through different piece of dimensions. I mean, hell, I was just having a conversation with my buddy last weekend about, you know, there's the potential of having 144 different versions of your own self floating around in the physical world today, and you're probably, whenever you go to sleep, you're probably interlinking between them all in shared consciousness. You know, just throwing stuff out there, just having fun with, you know, some of the stuff that most people call us crazy for, but he was like, wow, you believe in this? I'm like, hell yeah. Have you met my family? So I grew up in a very paranormalistic kind of family, you know, grandma being, you know, known as Nana Witch for most of my life, and chicken bone voodoo magic kind of stuff. So, you know, nothing really scares me nowadays.
That's awesome. You know, I have a lot of experiences as a child and as an adult of having paranormal experiences. Everything from partial possession, seeing people possessed, seeing people floating. I've seen extraterrestrials. I've seen extraterrestrial crafts. I mean, I can go on and on of very interesting stuff that I've seen throughout my life. But it's not about me. It's about you guys. But,
for sure.
So, Megan Eric, what is the overlaying goal that you guys are trying to produce to your fans and to the public? Like, when you go do a show, what is it that you're trying to throw out there? The vibe, the energy, you know, of what they think about you and all that stuff. What is that you're trying to do?
Well, we're not too worried about what people think. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's some people that do things that, like, they do because it makes them happy. But if there's a way that we could reach people, you know what I'm saying, to, like, they could share, like, the music and the experiences we have with it, I think that would be our goal. You know, we want to write a couple albums, have a good time, you know. So, yeah. I guess it's on perception, you know.
Yeah. So you guys just, you know, you just want to do the old school, hey, look, man, we're just out here to thrash it out and just have some fun, man, just the way it is. Just the way life goes. Just the way it works. Just go out there, have fun, go in the pit, thrash yourselves around, you know, make friends, beat each other up, make friends again, go drink, go home, have fun.
Exactly.
Sounds about right.
Definitely.
All right, to me, when I listen to you guys' music, because I've listened to some of your guys, you know, your band stuff, it makes me want to go have a mosh pit right in my living room. All right, you know. And I was looking at it, like, all up around with my kids. You know, I don't want to, like, don't want to be bopping them in the head, you know, like duck like goose, you know.
Sure you do. I'm sure they'll have a great time with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Start them off early, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it's kind of the same with like how you explained it. Like, I just want to go out there and just be loud and get people to headbang and get people to, you know, heavy metal shows are a lot different than a lot of different kinds of concerts. You can go to a country show and everybody's getting too drunk and partying out and whatnot. You go to a rap show and everyone's, you know, probably looking at each other a little bit funny because they're all probably from a different gang. You know, you go to a hip-hop show, there's a bunch of, you know, sex drama-like type of stuff. you go to a heavy metal show, though everyone seems to look scary, but really they're just there to go and yell and be heard and, you know, drink a bunch of beers and probably mosh at some times and play air guitar. And as long as they're doing that in the crowd, I'm cool with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, KJ, if you want, let's throw on the Children of Ash.
Absolutely.
It's 4 minutes, 30 seconds. You listen to it and see what the band does. What do you guys think about that?
Sounds good. You guys want input? Okay. Hey, we David, as you wanted, we ran it through Levelator, so it's going to sound good even on Blog Talk Radio. And here is Meganera and Children of Ash.
Hello, and welcome back to Into the Files with David Spiros Griggs. We are talking with Megan Era. It's a metal band from Arizona. And if anybody else wants to come in and talk with us, the phone number is 563-999-3027. And just press 1, and we will be on air with you. And you can ask any questions that you want. Welcome back.
What's going on?
Yeah,
could I jump
man.
In with something, guys?
Sure.
This is KJ. I got to tell you guys, all we did was run it through Levelator.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, are you still there?
I'm sorry, are you still there?
Yep. Okay.
I'm still here.
Yeah.
Got excited about something and fell off, huh?
Good stuff, though, man. Good stuff.
All right. Well, anyways, yes, welcome back to Into the Files with David Spiros Griggs and Chris and...
Yep. What's up?
Religious or whatnot. So what is the area and spiritual background that you guys do? Or have done in the past and to what you're doing now and how you got to that point. So, you know, you may have, you know, grew up in a small, you know, Christian community or a church or not. You know, or Acid True, or, you know, because I know, you know, I know that Chuck, I know that he, his family's from Germany. You know, I went to his grandma's house before, you know, she has that strong German accent. She speaks German. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she has. The understanding from the homeland to America and establishing to your parents, establishing to you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, you know, that's... So, you know, what kind of...
Like, background?
Hmm.
Pretty much just grew up pretty much Christian, you know? Did the whole Christianity thing for a while. Got into some darker stuff when I got a little bit older. And it didn't work out. So, I looked for anything I could find that would give me any type of peace. You know? Pretty much. And ever since, I've just kind of been awesome true. The Warrior's Way, you know?
Hello, are you guys back?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, we're here.
Hello, Chris and villain. Chuck. Are you guys there?
Yeah, we're here,
Chris. We're here.
Can you hear me now?
Hello, hello.
This is Into the Files with David Spiros Griggs. Are you there, Chuck and Chris?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yep, right here.
Yeah, we're here.
Weird. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah. What's
Can
up?
Anybody hear
hello,
me?
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Can anybody hear me?
I can hear you.
Can hear you just fine, loud and clear.
Okay, guys, this is KJ. Looks like we had a little board problem, but it looks like you're all back online now.
Cool.
Can you hear us?
You there? David, can you hear us? David,
Hello?
Can you hear us?
KJ, are you there?
Yes. David, can you hear us?
Hello?
Okay, I'm going to try. Okay, David has dropped. He's going to try calling back in, and we're going to try to get it back. Sorry, guys.
No, you're good. No worries.
No worries.
Yeah. We'll see if we can get him back.
We'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
David, are you back with us? David? Okay, Dave's having phone trouble. So, guys, do you think you might be able to come back next week as well to continue?
Yeah, we can do that. Absolutely.
Great. All right. Well, guys,
fine.
Yeah, we'll go back into the files with David Spiro Griggs and Meganera Band. This is KJ, and see you next week.
All right, see you next week, buddy.
Bye.